You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
How's Australia? Listen, I hear it's very, very hot over there.
Yeah, it's like 180 degrees fan forced.
Luckily our house is very cool because it's from the 1970s, so it's...
Oh, yeah. Nice.
It doesn't warm up ever.
No, but I feel like in New Zealand when it's like a sunny day, you know, you go to the beach. But over here, it's like a sunny day and you like lock all the doors, close all the curtains and turn the aircon on.
Oh, there's a strong part of that actually appeals to me. I'm a staycation kind of gal. Okay, we'll get the sprinkler out while you can. And then let's stop talking about that and start talking about number one girl raver. I love your new song. There we go. I'm just going to say it out loud. I love your new song.
Oh, I bet you tell that to every interview subject, Matthew.
Of course I do. I love a lot of things. But I can prove it. Because, you know, I've even watched the video and I've watched it more than once and I just think it's so fantastic. But should we, maybe is it possible to, for those uninitiated who might be sitting there thinking, why are you talking about hoses? And that will not be a question we can answer, but who are you talking to? So how recently was it? There was the EP called Hardcore came out, was it 2021?
Yeah,
I think it was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, about 3 years ago.
A little lockdown project.
Okay, so this is where this comes from? Because you've both played in lots of different bands and have lots of different names and projects, but tell us about the formation of this one, about Van Staden and Boom.
Well, it started with us making music in my parents' basement because that's where we were for lockdown, the first one. And I started making a song and Amelia was like, well, this sounds like happy hardcore. And that just like, we full pivoted into both making, we were just going to make a happy hardcore song each and like call it a day. And then...
Yeah, it just became a whole thing. Yeah, Maddie just like started putting really distorted 909s at like very fast tempos. And I was like, oh, have you heard this thing? And thankfully, our friend Alia, Baby Zionov, had like a playlist of, a curated playlist of the best ever happy hardcore tunes. That was like, that was like our Bible for making that hardcore EP.
And so the EP came out and, you know, people like me who wouldn't normally like be listening to a lot of happy hardcore knowingly fell in love with, well, listen, of course I am, but I just like, I don't say I am, but your EP was a very socially acceptable way to listen to happy hardcore. And, you know, my favourite was Spirit Level. I just listened to that song over and over and over and over and over again. It makes me feel very happy. Not very hardcore, but like I do feel very happy when I listen to it. But tell us about, so what's been happening in the world of this very special duo from then until now? And does this new track, Number One Girl Raver, suggest there might be another EP on the way or what?
You can't see this, but Maddie's looking terrified at this question. I mean, we...
Okay. Oh, dude, I can retract it. I can retract it. Which bit is it?
We've played live a bit and we have fiddled around with other tracks, but I think, like, you know, life was getting in the way of hardcore, as so often it does.
Stupid life.
But we got a real push from Zach from Sun Return to kind of like get our shit together, and Angel. So Zach kind of like pushed us to get this track sorted out. And now that it's out there and people seem to like it, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's a good push to finish the other like 15 kind of.
We've got lots of songs. I think we just haven't found ones that are like as special as Spirit Level. Like we just need to work a bit more on these.
It's like one of those stories you hear about people making records in the 90s where the executives like, it's great, but where's the hit? That's me. So once we write the hit,
except should we be clear that
he'll come out?
Should we be very clear that Zach's not like being the taskmaster at you and saying
that's
hits?
Us to ourselves.
Yeah, just wanted to be clear. Okay, well, listen, more tracks when you're ready. No rush. I do have to compliment you though on your merch. Like for an act that has had relatively little output, you've had some pretty damn good merch, I have to say.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we sold more long sleeves than cassette. I mean, the run of long sleeves was bigger than the run of cassette.
Yeah.
Mm.
Long sleeve somewhere.
But... No, don't say that, Maddie. We can't sell them. They're in my parents' basement. They're inaccessible.
One day.
But yeah, everyone should buy a hat.
Limited edition cap. Tell us about it.
We're never going to do it again because they were really expensive to make. So,
it's got pink on it, it's black, it's very cute.
They say number one girl raver. It's extremely cool.
Oh, and are there any celebrities who endorse your merch?
Oh my God, who was it? Was it Julia Gatlin?
Yeah, she wore a long sleeve.
That was pretty good.
Oh, that's exciting.
That was pretty
good. So does that mean that you've now taken off and become huge in Australia? Is that what you meant? You were there for the money, you said. So is that what's happened? Is it?
Well, we're playing our first gig here next week, so that's pretty exciting. It's interesting. It's the scene is much more like separated over here. In Auckland, it's like you go to a gig and the lineup will have like a weird hardcore band, an electronica duo, a guy playing the vibraphone, and a spoken word poet. Whereas if you go to a gig in Melbourne, it'll just be five guys playing the vibraphone. And if you want to see the spoken word poet, you have to go to a different part of town.
Oh.
So we're still trying to find the kind of like slightly twee, happy hardcore adjacent.
Maybe it's in yet a different part of town.
I think it might be. It could be Castlemaine.
I wish you luck with the exploration of the various suburbs.
Yeah, I think even just at the level of like population, you know, there's enough people here that you can fill a room just with like D-beat punk bands. So, yeah. And if you've got 10 of those, why would you need to do a gig with anyone else?
How the heck did you get the amazing Simon Ward to make you such an involved and everyone has to go and quickly watch a video?
I met Simon when I was looking for someone to do I also am an MMA. For listeners who don't know, I asked Simon to do an Amelia music video and we kind of instantly hit it off because I think we're both like nerds and in similar ways and about similar things. And so when we got New Zealand On Air funding for this track, it seemed kind of like the obvious person to hit up. And he was really excited. He was like, I've always wanted to make a happy hardcore video.
Oh, cool.
Which, you know, I wouldn't necessarily have expected, but I was very happy to discover.
Well, and for those who haven't seen it, which, you know, shame on them, but like you must go and see it, this video for Number One Girl Raver by Van Staden and Boom by Simon Ward, which you can find on YouTube. I read on Under the Radar's sort of write-up, you know, referencing the Wachowskis' Speed Racer and, you know, Simon talking about the movie Speed and Sorcerer as references. It's just so rad. Did you say just make a video, go for it, or did you talk about it together and make a plan?
Well, Amelia's obsessed with Speed Racer.
I'm a diehard Speed Racer fan. I don't know if I have to be... I was about to say Defender, but, like, if there are haters for Speed Racer, come and find me.
I think it's a bit like Showgirls. The sort of the haters have gone all quiet and the, you know, suddenly it's, like, being celebrated and shown in like, boutique cinemas and stuff. I've never seen it.
We can talk after the interview about the joys of Speed Racer.
No, we can talk about it now.
it's a movie about the difficulties of making art within a kind of like evil consumerist capitalist system.
Oh, okay, yeah. That sounds relevant.
But it's also about driving really fast and bright colours.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So we talked to Simon and we were like, Speed Racer, Crash Team Racing, I guess, like Mario Kart. Maddie's been playing a lot of Mario Kart.
Mm. Yeah. Who's your character?
Is that the Birdo?
Birdo.
I love Birdo. I like that you can change the colours.
Okay. Okay, good, good. I like Princess Peach, but you, what about you, Amelia?
I like Peach or Daisy sometimes.
Okay.
And Dry Bones.
Oh, Dry Bones. I forgot about Dry Bones.
You reckon there are people out there who choose Mario?
Oh, I don't even met one.
I think troubled person. Seek help.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe you could tell us about the live experience.
We've got a sampler that Amelia likes to play, or DJ Dick, it depends. And we tried auto-tune live, but it's really hard to not get the microphone to make this weird noise every now and then. So we kind of canned that one. But yeah, it's me singing live, us kind of trying to dance, but it's quite fast, so kind of two-stepping.
Yeah, it's been a little bit fiddly to sort out live because a lot of the vocals are sped up. Like, they're not heavily tuned, but they are sped up.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, Maddie records them slow and then
speed
them up to pace. So it's been a bit... It just sounds a bit different live. But I think we've, like, perfected the middle ground.
Mm. Yeah.
Playing really loud, fast music for people is always quite fun, I think.
I guess the people here are wondering, is there a chance you'll play here one day again?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we came back last year to play for a sun return thing, didn't we?
I think we did.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Yeah, we're always looking for opportunities to come and play.
Why not?
Play back at home, because it's like, I love Tamaki and the people, and I feel like it's the home. It's all, you know.
Yeah, I think we really miss the Auckland scene. We didn't move to Melbourne for music. It was more career-wise, so it is hard for us. When you move to a new scene, it's like you've got to know people, and it's a tricky... I think Auckland will always be our, like, music home.
Well, that's the great thing about going away for so long. When you come back... You can play a double whammy and hundreds of people will flock to see you because you're an international success story.
Big in Melbourne.
Oh, you've been blowing up in Melbourne.
You kind of said that you've got lots of songs, but there's sort of no promise, is there, really? We just have to wait and be patient and be good children and wait to be given our next song.
Look, I will... I think we can promise.
I think it's...
It will happen.
Yeah, I think it's heartwarming, the response we've gotten, because I think we were a bit worried because, like, I guess hyperpop not as popular, but then I guess Charlie XCX.
But look, I'm going to make a promise to the people of Aotearoa right
now.
This
is exciting, yep.
There will be a VSB EP. First, I have to put out a new album.
Oh, okay.
Which is all... I haven't talked about this anywhere. This is a scoop.
Okay, good.
Cut from the interview.
No, you're not going to get cut from the interview. I'm going to mention your album next, Maddie. I'm almost finished my next album. And also I'm mixing a solo album from Maddie that's like guitar music. It's like sad guitar music. So... Once those two are out in the world, then it's going to be full-time hardcore. It's going to be 909s all the time.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be super sores. We're going to pitch Maddie to hell.
Oh, okay, I'm going to go now before I force any more scoops out. But
I've got to say, people are always saying, oh, there's nothing like 95 BFM anywhere else in the world. It's really special. And I was always like, oh, that seems like it's bollocks. It's actually true.
Oh, that's nice. Should we leave it with that? Hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, well, there you go. That was that. That was a lovely interview with Van Staden and Boom. I'm going to go find out. I had someone text in asking where the hats can be bought while I play you the brand new single we were just chatting about, Number One Girl Raver. I'll go and find out where you can buy those hats and I'll be right back. Crank it up. to the person who asked where the hats can be found, VSB, Van Suddenboom, vsbhardcore.bandcamp.com/merch. vsbhardcore.bandcamp.com/merch. Mm-hmm.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.